Hey y'all, how's it going? Welcome back to the show. I'm Scott. It's Anti-War Radio. We got a full show for you today, but first guest up is Angela Keaton, this show's producer and development director at antiwar.com. Angela Keaton, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
It's great to be back, Scott. I can't wait to tell everyone all the great things we touched on a little bit on Friday. I actually, by the way, have a list of links prepared for those of you who are interested in donating your old wreck of a car, who want to use something alternative to PayPal, who want to give monthly. I have an entire list prepared, so just give me a call at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. And my email is always angela@antiwar.com.
Yeah, so it's our quarterly fund drive. Four times a year we got to stop what we're doing. Well, not really stop what we're doing, continue what we're doing, but also step aside for a second and ask for help. We're a non-profit, donation-driven kind of thing. And, Angela, let's talk a little bit. Could you tell me which billionaires support antiwar.com? Of course, George Soros and Charles and David Koch and all those guys all give us, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, right?
Exactly. In fact, I just came back from vacation with George Soros. Yeah, it's hard to believe, but the big money people are not excited about supporting antiwar.com.
No, in fact, we're kept alive not by the billionaires or even the millionaires, but by the thousandaires, right? $50 at a time, pretty much.
Our average donation is $45 a person. Now, of course, we take big donations, small donations. I mean, we're not turning away your billions, but just that the big billionaires don't seem to be as excited about the idea of an antiwar.com. I'll leave that speculation for your guests to decide why. But for us, it's ordinary people. It's the readers. The readers who are supporting it primarily, and they're the ones who that we are ultimately accountable to. So that's fine with us.
Yeah, it is. And you know what I like about it? Is it means that anybody's angry email that says, oh yeah, well, I'll never donate to you again unless you write what I want or unless you stop writing what I don't want. We don't have to bend to anyone or even consider it for a minute. It's we hate to see you go, but sorry if that's the way it is. And we basically maintain the kind of editorial independence that is unheard of in journalism, where we actually really get to say what we want and do it the way we want, and we don't have anybody from the corporate office telling us no.
No, I mean, I very regularly write polite letters to people who, you know, who ask us, don't write this, do write that, and I explain, you know, we're very much, this particular staff, this particular set of editors is too independent to be driven by any set of, anything anyway other than its own quest for the truth. So, if people, you know, if you don't like what you see, then this isn't a place for you, we don't beg. We just ask that you give what you think the site is worth to you.
Yeah, and that's good enough. It always has been good enough, and it continues to be good enough. There's just no mistaking. I'm looking at antiwar.com's front page right now. This thing is worth a million, billion, zillion dollars. If you had to quantify its value or try to, I mean, this is the most valuable website on the whole www there.
It is extremely valuable, and it obviously stirs up all the right people. We have all the right enemies. And that is true. I mean, David Horowitz wants you to know that he hates us, and he's fervent about it. And I feel that David Horowitz's hate is worth every penny of an endorsement.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, so now tell us about the page that people can find at antiwar.com/donate. What's all there?
It's antiwar.com/donate. And let me tell you, I can do you a little walk through the page and tell everyone what is there. In fact, there's something there for everyone, and we take donations at any amount, any level. So obviously, if you're probably doing five figures or more, you might want to give me a buzz first. The donate page allows you to do one-time donations through credit card, check or Gugout, PayPal, Zipwire, and other ways of doing it. We also have monthly donations that we can do with debit cards, your credit card, or even PayPal. We have also special donations for people who want to give away things like they want to give away a used car. They want to give stock. They want to transfer some stock to us. They want to transfer gold. Other forms of property. They want to mention, leave us in their will. There's a million and one ways to help antiwar.com. But yes, there are plenty of ways, and I'm very excited about taking your call or taking your email query, and that's angela@antiwar.com if you have any questions. And if you don't see a choice that's up here, if you have some other thing that you want to contribute or have some other way you want to help out, don't hesitate to just email me or call. We take just about anything.
And your email address is?
Angela@antiwar.com.
That's easy enough for everybody. You don't even need to write that on the back of your hand. What about your phone number?
It's 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. Now, that's a U.S. number, and if you just need me to, if you need me to call you, if it's cheaper for me to call you, just email me and I can call you. I can call anywhere.
Oh, that's good. And now I could hear people scrambling to grab a pen so they can write it on the back of their hand. Give that phone number one more time.
It's 323-512-7095. It's 323-512-7095.
You know, one other thing that I like about the antiwar.com/donate page is all the quotes at the bottom from Daniel Ellsberg, Chalmers Johnson, Ron Paul, the aforementioned David Horowitz, Pat Buchanan, and, you know, to see Ellsberg, Buchanan, Tom Englehart all together saying, hey, look, what are you going to do without antiwar.com, I think speaks very well for the site and the people that work there and write there. That we really can run Ellsberg and Buchanan on the same day, making more or less the same point, critical of American foreign policy. It's one of the benefits, isn't it, of being plumb line libertarians, is that we agree with everybody at least a little bit, and they agree with us at least a little bit. We can be a happy middle ground where pretty much everybody from the hardcore left to, you know, well, at least the Tea Party right can find a place to oppose American foreign policy and you know, get their words read at antiwar.com.
It's I absolutely have no doubt in the importance of what we're doing, and I think history will look upon as kindly as you talk about reading the scores on the way to hell. I think that if nothing else, we stood on the right side of history and we told the truth, and for that alone is worth $1.5 million a year.
That's, I know, and the thing is, it's... You know, I think of it as all in a day's work, but then again, we got to do a little bit of, you know, theory of relativity or, you know, comparative value, too. Think about all the people that got it all wrong the whole time. I mean, in the out in the society, it wasn't until the end of 04, middle of 05, that you would hear anybody talk about what is a neoconservative anyway? Who are these guys anyway on TV or in, you know, regular papers? Antiwar.com, you know, particularly Justin Raimondo, you know, pushed that meme and made that truth known. That's where that came from. He called them all neocons for a long, long time before anyone else would ever try to distinguish one kind of a Republican from another or whatever. You go back and read the myth of the Saddam bomb from 1999. You know, antiwar.com has been on it this whole time and, you know, 15 years and running now. And that's a lot of wars that we've opposed already, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Antiwar.com/donate.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That's Angela Keaton. She produces this show and is the development director at Antiwar.com. Check out Antiwar.com/donate. And thanks for your help.